Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane. We're talking about tax and spend plans of the Biden administration in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you like to double-stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to double-stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
He's the Vice President for Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan Lane heads up the D.C. office for NCBA, says it's an interesting time in Washington right now, given all the talk of additional trillions of dollars needed after several trillion dollars was spent last year during the pandemic. Following up, the Biden administration has got several packages that they've bundled together under the proposed budget for fiscal year 2022 for the president. Included in those budget proposals, ideas on how to get the money from various avenues, including from estate taxes, from capital gain taxes, and perhaps more. That's very worrisome, according to Ethan Lane.
Well, it's a scary time for agriculture and for cattle producers because there is a lot of need for true infrastructure. And you know, we're watching this debate play out on Capitol Hill. They don't seem to be able to agree on what to have for lunch. Nevertheless, you know, what should be included or counted as infrastructure in one of these large packages. And then obviously the pay-fors for something like this, you know, really start to hit close to home for an industry that owns large amounts of land and equipment and assets like that, but by and large is typically, you know, cash poor. That's something that we've really spent a lot of time trying to communicate to the Biden administration. We've seen some things back from them. Secretary Vilsack put out some outline of kind of where they want to go on this during the president's address to Congress back here a month before last. And, you know, they've tried to articulate that their intent here is to carve out some room so that agriculture is not directly impacted by some of these, you know, tax increase proposals. The job ahead of us is to make sure that they have a very clear understanding of the distinction between a business that is very land intensive and requires a lot of land and a cash intensive business that has a lot of resources in that regard. And we're having some success in that conversation. We've seen the president relent on stepped up basis and make some comments in the last week or so that's probably not an avenue that's going to make sense. So we're going to have to just keep the pressure up on that.
Yeah, clearly, the damage that could be done if they were successful would be enormous on production agriculture, on ranches as well as farms.
Catastrophic. I mean, 40% of agricultural operations are going to transition to the next generation in the next 15 years. If you took some of these tools out of the tool chest to allow families to transition those farms and ranches, you will lose the agricultural base in this country.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.